Part 1, Mindset is Everything, Chapter 13, Quit Slacking. Slacking off is somewhere between missing the game-winning shot and quitting the team altogether. You're still on the roster, so it's not easy for someone to say you quit, yet you're not doing much to help the other team either. Let me just say this. I believe most of the men who read this book aren't in this category. You didn't pick this book up because you're a slacker. Even so, there might still be areas of your life where you once were working hard and praying about, but now you invest little time in. Sometimes, even when you're giving the same amount of time to something your heart might not be in it, you can lack the same fire you once did. You don't go the extra mile like you used to. That's like a business that has a grand opening, has great customer service, gives great deals, and then once they build up their clientele, they don't care as much. They changed the recipe you fell in love with, the waiters look like they just had their wisdom teeth pulled, and your experience is nothing like what it was in the beginning. You can be doing all the same things you normally do, yet lack that fire you had in the beginning. You don't go the extra mile like you used to. You know what I'm talking about, especially if you're married. I'm guilty of this too. When you first start dating, you have all the time in the world for each other. You bought gifts and flowers all the time. You invested a lot in your relationship. Then you got married and started slacking off. What about the guy who wants to make the great first impression on his new job and is putting his best foot forward? Then over time, you notice he's starting to come in late. He doesn't do anything more than what's required of him, and he barely does that sometimes. He's the guy no one can figure out why he hadn't been fired yet. He's the definition of a slacker. You have too much character to conduct yourself like that. Even so, there might be areas in your personal and professional life you let slip. If you're not a habitual slacker but find yourself slipping toward that path, it's possible you just need to take a vacation from work and get recharged. Take care of yourself and do what you need to do to stay on track. The path to victory and impact is not for slackers. Thanks so much for listening today. I sure do appreciate you.